Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Fleur, we're in the cafe again.
I know, isn't it a beautiful day outside? But yeah, it's great to be back in the cafe again.
It is. It is a stunning day. What have you got in front of you? I see a rather large iced drink in front of you.
I know. I'm going for the iced latte this time instead of the regular, you know, coffee or dirty chai, as you know I like sometimes, because it is so nice. So it feels like more of a cool drink day today.
Absolutely. I think it is. I think we're just across the road from the beach. Now, why don't we get some takeaway coffees and go for a walk, because I think we've got a bit to catch up on.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, let's do that.
All right, what are you going to go for? I'm going to probably go for a mocha or a latte today. It's not really an espresso type of day. I think a nice walk on the beach with a nice coffee would be lovely.
Yeah, an iced latte sounds good for me.
You're going to go again? Another one?
No, I'll go double today.
Well, look out. Let's see what unfolds as we go for a walk on the beach in this episode. If Fleur's had two ice lattes,
I might be running along the beach.
So we're outside and on the beach now, Fleur. We've come away from the rather busy cafe and we've got our takeaways. And we've just come for a walk because, you know, sometimes it's good to get out, isn't it?
It's gorgeous out here. So almost like wrong to stay in the cafe, not be here on the beach. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a glorious afternoon. And we've both got our coffees, and actually there's something we should catch up on, because I've been noticing a couple of studies that have been done recently. Yeah. And the science, Fleur,
right,
is out.
What science? Tell me more, David.
Well, apparently, Fleur, coffee is good for you.
No.
Yes, it is.
So does that mean I can have more coffee? Is that what you're saying?
You've already had...
If it's good for me, I should be able to have more, lots of it.
You've already had two iced coffees.
Iced lattes. Yes.
So you can, maybe on a regular basis, you can have a few more, but maybe not this afternoon.
No, it's probably not a good idea.
Anyway, what this is saying is that, I think, I guess it's everything in moderation, isn't it? You know, coffee can affect your overall well-being, as we both know. And so just making sure that you find a balance between what I guess is a stimulant,
yeah,
and something that is also pleasurable to enjoy is something that, you know, we can all try and find a balance with, but get the pleasure from it as well.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? The thing I also like about if coffee is good for you, it's not just the coffee that you're drinking. It's like, David, all of the times that we've caught up, you know, to have coffees with Fleur, it's not just the coffee, it's the conversation, isn't it? And it's the social aspect, and it's the sharing stories and catching up with people, all of those things as well. So I think coffee's good for you in that regard, even though it's an indirect benefit, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, that social connection, who doesn't like going for a coffee with a friend or a family member or a partner and just catching up?
Yeah, I think coffee and get-togethers go together.
Yeah, and even, you know, if you go to the same place all the time, you might get a social connection with the barista as well. It makes you feel like you're at home in your own coffee place,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's quite a community thing, isn't it, too? Yeah. So all of these benefits, David, that I think maybe we just intuitively knew about, but now there's some science behind it as well.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this is a study from the US that suggests that a couple of teas or coffees a day could lower your risk of dementia, mm-hmm, and trouble later in life. And I'm going to read a little bit out of this just so we get a gist of it. It's from the Journal of American Medical Association, but because scientific papers are quite difficult for me to comprehend sometimes. Thankfully, The Guardian have done an article about it, which I can...
They've interpreted for you.
Yes, I'm not that smart. So it says, people who have a couple of teas or coffees a day have a lower risk of dementia and marginally better cognitive performance than those who avoid the drinks, so say the researchers. Health records of more than 130,000 people show that over 40 years, those who routinely drank two or three cups of caffeinated coffee or one or two cups of caffeinated tea daily had a 15 to 20% lower risk of dementia than those who went without. So there does seem to be some general benefits, but with all science, as you know, there's always different interpretations of the data. And so the lead author, who I'm hopefully pronounced this correctly, Yu Zhang, who studies at Harvard University, said, "Our study alone can't prove causality, but to our knowledge, it's the best evidence to date looking at coffee and tea intake and cognitive health, and it is consistent with plausible biology." So what does that tell us?
I think that's good enough for me, David, that what we've been saying is having coffee is really good for you. It's beneficial. It's for your well-being and all those other aspects. So I think our work here is done. We've passed on that message by having a whole podcast dedicated to coffee.
Well, yes, I mean...
and well-being.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so many episodes and so many things we've touched on, but... the common thing throughout it all is that connection, having conversation, yes, over a coffee, and coming to wonderful places and beachside cafes like this one. So, yeah, the science does appear to suggest that we are done.
I think we are.
What are you saying?
Well, I think we've done some really good episodes of Coffee with Fleur. We've proven that it's good for your health, as well as all the other topics covered. So, David, I think we can conclude our journey of Coffee with Fleur.
Wow, there you go. Some breaking news, folks. Yes, this is the last ever episode of Coffee with Fleur. We've been doing this for nearly on 3 years, Fleur.
It's gone quick.
Yeah, and when we first started, we never thought that we'd have listeners from around the world and so forth. And people stopping us and saying, hey, we listen to your podcast. But just like coffee, all good things in moderation,
yes,
it does appear to be that our work here is done. So the science, and I think our hearts are telling us. So Fleur, thank you so much for coming on this wild ride with me. I remember back in the day when we first started this, I certainly didn't know what I was doing. And I've learned a lot. And thinking back to the first episodes where we were dealing with overwhelm and busyness and all those kind of subjects that we often find in our lives and in our working lives, I think over the last however many episodes it is, we've given people some practical tools, tips and strategies and told our own story about how we've worked on our well-being, and I'm feeling all the much better for it.
Yeah, agree, David. And, you know, so... I still don't really know what I'm doing, you know, how we were saying how we started that way. But no, it's been a really interesting, fascinating and rewarding journey to sort of share our knowledge, our experience in all things around well-being. And, you know, even though we're not doing any more episodes, the things that we've said and recorded are still there for people to look up. It's not like those resources or that information is, you know, defunct or anything. It's still there, still available, still, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to go back and listen to some of the episodes for myself. It's something that we have to constantly be aware of. So, so thank you for doing that with me, David.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I think you're right. Well-being is something you continually work at. It doesn't matter who you are. And we all need that little nudge and reminder. And maybe when the next challenge shows up, people might go, oh, there was something in that coffee with Fleur, and just go back to an old episode and just for 15 minutes get that reminder and that nudge to do the right thing and look after themselves. And it's been an absolute pleasure. And Fleur, we'll finish this coffee with a walk, and who knows what comes next. But either way, perhaps our listeners next time they're ordering their next coffee might just raise a glass to us and say thanks very much, because we thank you all for listening to Coffee with Fleur.
Yeah, same. Thanks, everyone, and thank you, David.